Emmanuel, just your impressions about everything, the presser, very emotional, but it was great to see Peyton, very prepared speech. What did you think of his words today?
It was exactly what I thought it was going to be, what everyone else expected it to be. It was a well-prepared speech with a lot of jokes, a lot of sense of humor in it, and it was definitely emotional. I know that this is one of the toughest days for Peyton because he's walking away from everything that he's done since he was a little kid. Even when he was born, his dad was around football. And, he's been wanting to be the quarterback for so long, and now he's hanging those cleats up. And I know that it's tough for him, but at the end of the day, how much more can he accomplish? It's sad for me because I want to play more years with him. I'm jealous of the Marvin Harris's and Harrison and the Reggie Wayne's have had an opportunity to play multiple years with this guy, and I wish that I could do the same. But I'm just fortunate enough to be able to say that I played 2 years with him, and in those 2 years, I went to the Pro Bowl and I won a Super Bowl, and it's a blessing. And I'm happy for him. But I know that he has bigger things going on after football. And he's still going to be around football. And I'm sure he's still going to be winning some games somehow, some way.
We're here in the quarterback room in his honor. It's hard to imagine counting the hours of time that he has spent in this room. But knowing him the way you do, just give us an idea of how much time, how much preparation was spent here in this room.
Well, this is actually my first time being in this room, so I'm kind of mad, Peyton. I didn't get an invite in here, but, man, if he didn't spend a lot of hours in this room, he definitely spent a lot of hours in his office at home. I've been to his house, and he got a film room, and he stays down there all day, and his preparation and the love for this game, it's unique how in his speech he mentioned all the defensive coordinators, because he really did approach games like that. He wanted to know who the defensive coordinator was, and he's looking at the past history. What is it? How does he play me? How does he play different offenses? And that's what he was doing. It was a battle between him, the Mike linebacker, and the defensive coordinator, and he was trying to pick them apart, and he did a great job of doing it.
The Colts, some of the Colts were represented here. A lot of Bronco family was here as well. Does it put into perspective for you just how he transcended teams, years, the game? And did it kind of make you see that, this is kind of an NFL family? It doesn't matter where you play, for how long you play, everybody's connected.
Of course. And that's what it's about. You talk about the wins with Peyton, and you say everything that he did on the field. But it wasn't what he did on the field that made us win ball games. It was what he did off the field. You talk about a guy that every Thursday set up a steak dinner with the offense. You talk about a guy that set up group chat, group messaging, and would message guys almost all every night about something that's going on in the game plan. And here he is with all these accomplishments, MVPs. He doesn't have to do that, but he treats everybody. I don't care if you're an equipment guy, you media guys, how he is. He treated everybody so well, and that brought a family environment. That brought a sense of love around this organization and around the National Football League. He's made people fall in love with him. I mean, from the nationwide commercials, the Colts, everyone around the National Football League loves this guy for what he does on the field, but also most importantly, what he does off the field. And I think that that's important.
Last question for us, your biggest lesson that you took away. You were lucky enough to have 2 full years with him here. The lesson that you most take away from your time with Peyton Manning.
I remember when I first got here, Tyke Tober told me, hey, you sit down next to me. And I was like, all right, cool, yes. I get an opportunity to sit down next to my wide receivers coach. And I thought that that was a blessing. But the true blessing is that right in front of me, slightly to the right, was Peyton. And just sitting down. At first, I didn't have a notepad. I didn't have anything out. And I remember just sitting, and the coach used to be talking about, you should just watch Peyton, like, what does he have a notepad out? And why does he keep writing down every single thing that this coach is saying? And I think that when I look back in the past 2 years and all the success I done had, Peyton has taught me that you can have all the physical attributes in the world, but this game isn't about physical. It's about being mentally sharp. And if you're mentally sharp, and if you add mentally all the things that you do mentally, and you combine it with the physical tools, then you have something very special. And I think that that's what I've been doing more than ever. I've been studying more film, and that's what he taught me. I've been taking more notes, and I've been going and preparing and studying my playbook even more and trying to get mentally sharp about the game. So when I get in a game, my physical attributes and my mental attributes can make that game a special day for me.
Manuel, thank you so much for your time. That's been Emmanuel Sanders here on Broncos TV.